May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer of life. Amen. Do you love me? Has there ever been a time in your life when you've had to ask that question? And I say had to ask that question because the truth is, we only ever ask, do you love me, when we fear that the answer that we will get is no, or at least something far less than yes. We only ask, do you love me, in times of crises in our lives, a time when, like the disciples in today's gospel, we feel naked and afraid, and we are desperately fishing for purpose or meaning or healing or acceptance in our lives, and we find that we have caught nothing. You would have thought that with the crucifixion only 3 weeks behind them and Jesus only popping in and out of their lives, that the disciples would have been asking Jesus, do you love me? You would have thought that after denying Jesus 3 times, Peter would have needed that threefold assurance of Jesus' love and asked him, do you love me? But that's not how it happened. It was Jesus who asked Peter, not the other way around. And that is because the resurrection is never what it seems. New life is never what we expect. And God always arrives on the shores of our lives to feed us, as in today's gospel, yes, but also to whisper those difficult, eternal questions like, do you love me? And we want easy answers, don't we? For example, it would be easy and comforting to make this gospel a simple reconciliation story, right? Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Jesus asks him if he loves him 3 times. Well, that is important. It's not the whole story. Yes, Peter denied Jesus. And in order to be reconciled, Jesus' threefold reminder likely punctuated that need. But there's much more here. Because whenever John, in his gospel, uses numbers, he's always trying to communicate something deeper. He always uses numbers instead of words because he needs more than words to articulate those deep truths of our lives and of our God. This is the 3rd time Jesus appears to the disciples after the resurrection. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and now Jesus asks him if he loves him 3 times. Now for John and for all of us, 3 is a relationship number. For just as we are all created in the image of God, a perfect unity of 3, Creator, Redeemer, and Holy Spirit, so too, in our relationships, in our lives, all that is good and holy and loving, there are always 3. No more, no less. Whenever you speak of love, there is always you, the other, and God. So when Jesus appears to the disciples for the 3rd time, it is symbolizing God's relationship with us, despite our denials like Peter. It symbolizes the love of God that forgives, endures, and goes beyond even death itself. And if we look and listen carefully, as the disciples did in the boat that day, we will see that the love of God always manifests itself the way it does in this gospel. In that boat, in their lives, in our lives, it's always the same. Jesus appears like a hazy figure on a distant shore and points the way to fill the hunger in our lives. And that's what this strange dialogue between Jesus and Peter is all about. God offers more always and accepts whatever we offer as enough. But to understand this, we really need to understand love, the kinds of love that are being offered in this gospel. Because in this gospel, there is lots of love, but different kinds being asked and different kinds being offered. Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And of the four words that are used for love in Greek, when Jesus asks, he's speaking of agape, the most profound. Jesus is asking Peter, "Do you love me unconditionally, the way that I have loved you?" And while Peter's answer seems the same in English, it's quite different in Greek. Peter responds not with agape, but with philia. In other words, "Yes, you know that I love you, but not quite unconditionally. Yes, I love you, but not as you love me," Peter is saying. "Yes, I love you, but not enough. Not enough to not have denied you, and not enough to give over my heart and soul, even though you have proved your love for me by forgiving me and loving me to the end and beyond." And when Jesus asks the second time, the same words are used. The same profound, unconditional love is offered, and the same not enough love is given by Peter in return. So the last time Jesus asks, he uses Peter's words for love. In effect, Jesus says, "I know you do not, cannot love me as I love you, but the love that you offer me is enough. And I always want to offer you more. Now follow me." And here we are, still following Jesus. Always being offered more, even though our love can never be enough. Jesus left Peter and his imperfect love to lead the church and witness to the world of God's unconditional love. And Peter and an endless line of other imperfect disciples have entrusted the church to us. God left Peter and us to make God's perfect, abundant, always more love known to a world that is always asking the church that same question, if we can just hear it. Over and over again, the world is always asking us, "Do you love me?" and we gather to worship and praise, to hear and see and taste a love that is beyond us, a love that we can never return, and to share that with a world that is desperate and hungry for that love. And again, the question that frames this gospel frames all of our lives. Do you love me? And it really doesn't matter who's asking or who's answering. Because in Christ, in the resurrection, the answer is always unconditionally and abundantly, yes. Thank God we have been given the gift of speaking God's love in our lives. And thank God that whatever we offer in return, it is always enough. Amen.